touching. A finger touches and depresses a key. Flesh against wood, wood against plastic, against metal, metal against molecules of air. There is sound. More fingers touch more keys. There is music, which touches ears and gets into bodies and is said to be touching. Marius Kozak proposes that music be considered a temporal object. But can sound materialize in this way, appearing, disappearing, and reappearing? Seemingly, if a body is touched and the touching leaves traces in the memory, something has done the touching. Is this kind of touching encompassed by François Couperin's phrase, l'art de toucher le clavecin? Listening. I listen and I hear music, now, today. Viola de Gambist, Jordi Savall, plays early music, although he insists he plays only contemporary music. I listen and I hear music, now, today. But I am touched by music that has been touched by another time, another place, another world, the past, a past that was once present, in which people grappled, as we do, with existential questions. Robert McFarlane says that we read old paths in the then, but walk them in the now, surrounded by the debris and phenomena of today. Is this how to play earlier music? Walking. Playing is like walking. I am a playing, walking, listening body. I walk from my old university room to my library desk, re-walking a path I first walked years ago. Then the path was new to me. It did not reveal its memories, nor exhibit any disturbing debris or extraneous phenomena. Now, years later, I notice all of them. I'm surrounded by gates, grills, and barriers, constructed then, experienced now. Who was denied access then? Who is denied access now? If playing earlier music is like walking an old path, shouldn't I change how I play, how I touch?